With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, where we explore the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. There's been a steady stream of new recordings of organ and choral music over recent months, and on today's program, we'll take the opportunity to dive into this treasure chest of CDs. It's always a fun treat to do this, and we'll hear fine performances of great music by Vidor, Thompson, Aston, Locklear, and others. We'll begin with music by the master, Johann Sebastian Bach. From a recent release on the Pro Organo label, we'll hear David Enlow play the Toccata in C from the Toccata, Adagio, and Fugue, BWV 564. He plays the Mander organ at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York.
Thank you.
David Enlow played the Toccata in C by J.S. Bach on a new Pro Organo CD recorded at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York. A number of new CDs of Christmas music have crossed my desk recently, so I thought we could extend the season just a bit, and maybe you'll get some ideas for your listening next Christmas season. One of the loveliest recent settings of the medieval text There Is No Rose was composed by Alan Smith. We'll hear it in a new recording by the Utah State University Chamber Singers, directed by Corey Evans. Corey Evans led the Utah State University Chamber Singers in There Is No Rose by Alan Smith on a recording released privately by Utah State University. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Aaron David Miller is a composer and organist whose work we've heard periodically on this program. He serves as director of music and organist at the House of Hope Presbyterian Church in St. Paul, Minnesota, where he shares duties with choral conductor Matthew Culleton. They've produced a fantastic CD of Christmas music, collaborating with the Motet Choir there and the Bach Chamber Players of St. Paul. From that recording, we'll hear Jauchzet für Locket from J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio. Matthew Culleton conducts. Thank you. Jauchzet fur Locket from J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio was performed by the Motet Choir of the House of Hope Presbyterian Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. They were joined by the Bach Chamber Players of St. Paul, all conducted by Matthew Culleton. American composer Dan Locklear's sacred choral works are featured on a wonderful new recording from the Convivium label, produced in the U.K. The featured work on the disc is a setting of the Gloria for choir, brass, and percussion. We'll hear another of the works, a setting of a 5th century text by Synesius of Cyrene, translated, or rather paraphrased, by Alan W. Chatfield in the 19th century. Lord Jesus, Think on Me is performed by the Winchester College Chapel Choir, directed by Malcolm Archer. Malcolm Archer led the Winchester College Chapel Choir in Lord Jesus, Think on Me from a new recording featuring works by Dan Locklear. Jeremy Cole played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Girls' choirs have, over time, met with great acceptance in the cathedrals of the UK, and a new disc by the Ely Cathedral Girls' Choir on the Regent label proves why. It's a recording entirely of settings of the Evening Canticles composed for upper voices. Services by Malcolm Archer, David Briggs, Herbert Howells, Simon Lowell, and a host of others are included. We'll hear the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis from the Service in G by Peter Aston. Sarah MacDonald conducts.
Thank you.
The Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis from Peter Aston's Service in G was sung by the Ely Cathedral Girls Choir, directed by Sarah MacDonald. Alexander Berry was the organist. A number of new recordings have been devoted to the works of one or another particular composer, and in the case of our next selection, one entire work. Randall Thompson is one of the most beloved American choral composers of the 20th century, and perhaps his most significant work is his Requiem, conceived in 1954 and realized in 1958. The entire hour-long work is set as a dialogue between two choirs on the reality of eternal life. We'll hear the Philadelphia Singers perform the first of the five movements, titled Lamentations. David Hayes conducts.
Amen.
David Hayes led the Philadelphia Singers in Lamentations from the larger Requiem by Randall Thompson. It was released this past year on the Naxos label, a major contribution to the recorded legacy of American choral music. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another disc devoted to one composer's works is one produced by the Schola Cantorum of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston on the Gothic label. This recording features works by David Ashley White. We'll hear two selections from that disc. First, a setting in Anglican chant form of Psalm 98, O Sing Unto the Lord a New Song. Brady Knapp leads the Schola Cantorum of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston.
Thank you.
two pieces from a new Gothic recording featuring works of David Ashley White. We just heard the hymn Blessed City, Heavenly Salem, and earlier we heard Psalm 98. Brady Knapp led the Schola Cantorum of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Across the city of Houston, we hear next from organist Krista Miller, who released a 2-CD set on the Asus label featuring the amazingly versatile instrument built by Martin Pozzi for the Co-Cathedral of the Sacred Heart. We'll hear Krista perform Andante Cantabile from the 4th Organ Symphony by Charles Marie Vidor. Krista Miller performed Andante Cantabile from Symphony No. 4 by Charles Marie Vidor on the organ of the Co-Cathedral of the Sacred Heart in Houston. Many of John Rutter's sacred choral works are based on psalm texts, and a new recording on the Naxos label brings together a number of these settings, some previously composed and some more recent additions to his catalog. We'll hear a 2002 setting of Psalm 150 performed by the St. Albans Cathedral Choir and Abbey Girls Choir, accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Andrew Lucas conducts. John Rutter's setting of Psalm 150 was performed by the St. Albans Cathedral Choir and Abbey Girls Choir, accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Andrew Lucas conducted. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to selections from new and recent recordings of sacred choral and organ music. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.